This is the Sac Armouli of 22nd of April 2026. Essence, sweet children, stay in accurate remembrance of the Father, and your faces will remain constantly sparkling and happy. Question: what is the way to sit in remembrance, and what are the benefits of it? Answer: when you sit in remembrance, remove all the complications of your business, etc., from your intellect, and consider yourself to be a soul. The body and bodily relations are a big web. Swallow that web and go beyond body consciousness. This means that when you die, the world is dead for you. When you die alive, you forget everything while alive, and you only remember the one Father. This is the bodiless stage. It is through this that the rust on the soul will be removed. Song: O traveller of the night, do not become weary. The destination of dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. You children are sitting on the pilgrimage of remembrance. This is also called conducted meditation or sitting in silence. You are not just sitting in silence, you are also doing something. You are stable in your original religion, but you are also on a pilgrimage. The Father who teaches you this pilgrimage also takes you back home with him. Those are worldly Brahmins who take you with them. You are spiritual Brahmins. It is said the clan or caste of Brahmins. You children are now sitting on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Those sitting in other spiritual gatherings would be remembering their guru. The guru would come and give a lecture. That is all the path of devotion. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance, through which sins are absolved. You sit in remembrance to have the rust removed. The Father's direction is, the rust will be removed by having remembrance of me, because I alone am the purifier. It isn't that I come because of someone's remembrance. My coming is fixed in the drama. It is when this impure world has to change and become a pure world. He comes and once again establishes through Brahma the original, eternal deity religion that had disappeared. It is of this Brahma that it is said, Brahma becomes Vishnu in a second. It then takes 5,000 years for Vishnu to become Brahma. These matters have to be understood with your intellects. You who were Shudras have now come into this Brahmin clan. When you become Brahmins, Shiv Baba teaches you through Brahma this pilgrimage of remembrance to remove the alloy. You have now understood how the cycle of creation turns. This doesn't take time. It is now truly the Iron Age. Those people say, it is now simply the beginning of the Iron Age, whereas the Father tells you that it is now the end of the Iron Age. There is extreme darkness. The Father says, I explain to you the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. When you children sit here in the morning, you have to sit in remembrance. Otherwise storms of Maya come and your intellects are diverted to your business, etc. All of those complications are external. A spider creates such a big web, it then swallows it by itself. There are so many complications of the body, paternal uncle, maternal uncle, gurus, etc. There are so many webs. Together with your body, all of those have to be swallowed. You just have to become a bodiless soul alone. When a person sheds his body, he forgets everything. When you die, the world is dead for you. Your intellects have the knowledge that this world is to be destroyed. The Father explains, those who are unable to open their mouths, give this knowledge, can just stay in remembrance. Just as this one, Brahma, remembers the Father. A wife remembers her husband because she is told, your husband is your God. That is why she removes her intellect from her father and diverts it to her husband. That one is the husband of all husbands. He is the bridegroom. All of you are brides and you worship the one God. All devotees are under surveillance by Ravan and in his jail. Therefore the Father definitely feels mercy. The Father is merciful. Only he is called the Merciful One. At this time there are many types of Guru. Anyone who gives some teachings or guidance is called a Guru. Here the Father is teaching you Raja Yoga in a practical way. No one except the Supreme Soul knows how to teach this Raja Yoga. The Supreme Soul came and taught Raja Yoga. What happened after that? No one knows. They give many examples from the Gita. Even little girls recite the Gita, and so they are praised a little. The Gita has now disappeared. There is a lot of praise of the Gita. The Father rejuvenates the whole world with this knowledge of the Gita. He makes your bodies eternal, like the tree of life. He makes bodies immortal. You children have to stay in remembrance of the Father. You do not invoke the Father. You stay in remembrance of the Father and make progress. You should be interested in following the Father's directions. I will eat my meal in remembrance of Shiv Baba alone. That means I am eating with Shiv Baba. You can find some time to do this, even at work. Some write to Baba, when I sit in my chair, I sit down for remembrance. Therefore, when an officer comes, he sees that while sitting, you have disappeared, that is, you have become bodiless. Some people's eyes remain open and other people's eyes close. Some sit like this and they don't see anything, as though they are completely lost. It happens like this in some cases. Baba just pulls the string and he sits in pleasure. Someone would ask him, what happened to you? He would say, I was just sitting in remembrance of the Father. Your intellects are aware that you have to go to Baba. The Father says, by becoming soul conscious, you will come to me. No one can go there without becoming pure. How can you become pure? Only the Father can show you the way. Human beings cannot tell you this. When you understand even a little, you will be able to benefit others. You definitely have to make effort to benefit others and give them the Father's introduction. On the path of devotion, people remember the Father and say, O God the Father, God the Father have mercy. It is as though calling out has become a habit. The Father is making you children benevolent like himself. Maya has made everyone so senseless. When a physical father sees that his child's behaviour is not good, he would tell the child that he is senseless, that he would squander all his father's property in a year. So the unlimited father also says, "Look what I made you into, and now look at your behaviour." You children now understand how wonderful this play is. Bharat has such a downfall. It is the downfall of the people of Bharat. They don't consider themselves to have become degraded, iron-aged or tamopradan. When Bharat was heaven, the people there were residents of heaven. Those same human beings are now residents of hell. No one has this knowledge. Even this Baba didn't know it. Now there is a sparkle in the intellect. While taking 84 births, we definitely have to descend the ladder. There is no margin in ascending. While coming down, you had to become impure. This matter is not in anyone's intellect. The Father has explained to you, children. You now have to explain to the people of Bharat. You were residents of heaven and have now become residents of hell. You have taken 84 births. People believe in rebirth, so they definitely have to come down. The Father has also explained how many rebirths you have taken. Now you feel that you were pure deities and that Ravan then made you impure. The Father has to come to teach you in order to change you from Shudras into deities. People call the Father the liberator and the guide, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The time will now very soon come when everyone will understand this and will see what you have become from what you were. Look how this drama is created. None of you even dreamt that you would become like Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father brings back so many memories for you. If you now want to claim your inheritance from the Father, follow Srimat. Practice staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You know that when Christian priests go for a walk, they walk in such deep silence. They stay in remembrance of Christ. They love Christ. You spiritual guides have loving intellects for the supremely beloved Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You children know that the kingdom will definitely be established according to the efforts you make number-wise to follow Srimat, exactly as it was in the previous cycle. The Father gives you very good directions. In spite of that, there are sometimes such bad omens that you don't follow Srimat at all. You know it is only by your following Srimat that there is victory. Only by having faith can you have victory. The Father says, "Follow my directions." Why do you think that it is Brahma who is giving directions? Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is advising you. This one would only give you directions for service. Some ask, "Baba, should I do this business?" Baba doesn't give directions for such things. The Father says, "I have come to show you the way to make the impure pure, not those things. You call out to me, O purifier, come and purify us. Therefore I show you the way. It is very easy. Your name is the Incognito Army." People have then shown weapons and arrows, etc. However, there is no question of those arrows in this. All of that is the path of devotion. The Father comes and shows you this true path through which you go to the land of truth for half a cycle. There are no other lands there. When you explain this to others, they don't believe you and ask how there could only have been Bharat. 3,000 years before Christ, Bharat was heaven. There were no other religions at that time. Then the tree continued to grow. It is just that you have forgotten your father, your religion, Dharma, and your karma. If you considered yourselves to be those of the deity religion, you wouldn't eat dirty things. However, you did eat them because you didn't have those virtues. That is why you call yourselves Hindus. Otherwise, you should be ashamed that your ancestors were so pure, that you have become so impure, and that you have also forgotten your own religion. You now understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of this drama very clearly. If anything happens, you can say that Baba has not yet explained those points to you. That's all. Otherwise, they will get confused unnecessarily. Just tell them we are still studying. If we were to know everything now, destruction would take place. But no, there is still a margin. We are still studying. At the end, we will become completely pure. The rust will continue to be removed, and you will become Satopradhan number-wise, according to the efforts you make. You can see that this impure world is to be destroyed. Nowadays, people say that God has definitely come somewhere, but that he is incognito. This is truly the time for destruction. Only the Father is the liberator and the guide who will take everyone back home. Everyone will die like a swarm of mosquitoes. You also understand that not everyone sits in remembrance to the same extent. Some have accurate yoga, some have yoga for half an hour, and others for 15 minutes. Some don't stay in remembrance for even a minute. Those who say that they stay in remembrance all the time should have very happy and sparkling faces. Such children should have supersensuous joy. Their intellects wouldn't wander anywhere. They would be feeling happy. Their intellects would say, "Let me stay in remembrance of the One Beloved, so that the rust is removed." This habit would then be instilled. You become ever healthy and ever wealthy through this pilgrimage of remembrance. You must also remember the cycle. The only effort is to stay in remembrance. The cycle also turns around in your intellects. You are now becoming master seeds. Together with having remembrance, also spin the discus of self-realization. You people of Bharat are lighthouses. You are spiritual lighthouses who show everyone the path home. That too has to be explained. You show the path to liberation and liberation in life. And this is how you are spiritual lighthouses. Your discus of self-realization continues to turn. If you want to write the name, you also have to explain it. Baba continues to explain to you. You are personally sitting in front of him. The reign of knowledge is for those who are personally with the Beloved. The greatest pleasure is in listening to Baba face to face. Second is listening to the tape. Third is the Murli. Shiv Baba explains everything through Brahma. This Brahma also knows. Nevertheless, you should only consider it to be Shiv Baba who says everything. When you don't think this, there is a lot of disobedience. Whatever Shiv Baba says, it is of benefit. Even if there appears to be a loss, that too will change into a benefit. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Follow every direction of the Father and make progress. Have true love for the One Father. Prepare and eat food in remembrance of the Father. 2. Become a spiritual lighthouse and show everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. You must definitely benefit others like the Father does. Blessing. May you become free from all types of distress and make every action you perform royal by remaining stable in your godly pride. Constantly maintain this godly pride. I am the light of Bapdada's eyes. Nothing else can enter my eyes or vision. By your maintaining this pride, all different types of distress will automatically finish and no type of complaints will remain. The more you remain stable in your highest pride, the more you will automatically receive respect and every action you perform will be royal. Slogan. A trustee is one who hands over everything to the Father. Avyakt signal. Imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Let there be the newness of sweetness, contentment and easiness in every word you speak. Words spoken by Brahmin souls must not be ordinary. This is greatness and newness. Continue to sweeten the mouths of others with sweet words, sweet sanskars, and a sweet nature. With the blessing, may you be constantly tireless and sweet. Continue to move forward and fly. Om Shanti.